This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Dak Prescott is not a championship caliber quarterback. Whoa. Unless this changes. What? And this is why I'm willing to play hardball with the player right now. 877-881-1053. What do you need to change for Dak to be that guy? And Kevin, we see this all the time from the 817. Dak won't win a title as long as he put the team on his back every week, which is what is going to happen once they pay him. And he can't, right? He can't be that guy. He has to. And I know I argue this point all the time. If you're saying that a guy has to have everything perfect around him to be great, like, that's what you want for your team, is everything around him to be perfect.
That's viewed as a negative.
As a GM, that's what you're supposed to be trying to do, is put the best players on the team anyway. So, yeah, I want the guy that can play and can ball out, but also whenever things are really good, he's really good. But I need a guy that when things are really bad, he can lift the team. And things were really bad this year. For whatever reason, the Cowboys were really bad. And Dak Prescott was not good enough to make it happen. So, Kevin, I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes right now. I'm watching highlights of him. He was bad for three quarters. And in the fourth quarter, he made magic happen.
Yep.
He turned the game around, and he was able to do it. But he had the help of his entire team. They had a great plan for that. But to stay in that game, they needed great defensive play. They were able to force turnovers. And Kevin, I know like a lot of people are going to be like, oh my gosh. And how can you say that Dak Prescott's not a championship caliber quarterback? Well, he hasn't won one yet.
Yeah.
He hasn't been to a championship game of any sort yet either. If you're going to try and call the, what they got with that championship there, if you're going to try and say, hey, you know, he won the NFC East championship, that's not going to work.
Stop it.
That just does not work for me. But a championship caliber quarterback, Kevin, can play for and is in those types of games all the time. And in 4 years, Kevin, he's missed it twice.
Yep.
Missed the playoffs twice.
Yep.
So, and I look at this and say, what is missing? What is missing for him to be better? And if the Cowboys decide they want to stick with him, all right, here's my deal. If the Cowboys decide they want to stick with him,
which they say they do,
they are going to have to do something on the defensive side of the ball to make him better.
Huh.
And here's why. Do you know what they ranked this year in takeaways, plus minus?
25.
I would have thought that too. 18th.
Oh.
They were a -1 in takeaways.
Okay.
They had nine interceptions. That they took away, and 6 fumble recoveries. I'm sorry, 7-10, 7 interceptions, 10 fumble recoveries. Number one this year, New England, 25 interceptions.
Okay.
They were minus 21, right? Were they in the playoffs?
Yes. Or plus 21.
Plus 21. New Orleans, plus 15. Yep. Playoffs?
Yep.
Seattle, plus 12.
Yep.
Green Bay, plus 11.
Yep.
Minnesota, plus 11.
Yep.
Baltimore, plus 10.
Yep.
Pittsburgh doesn't count, all right, because that Minka Fitzpatrick trade was just kind of, you know, they didn't expect it. Kansas City, plus 8. Yep. Tennessee, plus 8.
Yep.
Buffalo, plus 4.
Yep.
San Francisco, plus 4.
Yep.
We did this with the strikeouts a couple of years ago. This happened in baseball. All of the teams that were in the playoffs in baseball were 1 through 8 in strikeouts. It was every team that was in the playoffs was a leading contender in strikeouts for their pitching staff. Their pitching staff was the greatest at it. And Kevin, you said, okay, that's the key. Go out and get a pitching staff that can strike people out, because that's the key right there, at least for that year. And this year, Kevin, the best teams, aside from one, the best teams forced turnovers. Why? Why was that the difference? Because they gave their quarterback more opportunities to fail. And when I say to fail, That means it gave them more opportunities to succeed as well. Because you have that opportunity to go out there and not every single drive be the most important drive that you have out there. And the Cowboys couldn't get the ball back into their quarterback's hands. And when they did, he had to come back and score. Those were those chances for them to do that. So the quarterback, and even Pat Mahomes, Kevin, what happened last year? People don't blame D Ford, right? They don't blame D Ford for being offsides.
Yeah.
And their team losing. But that was a defensive error that eventually led to it. And last year, the Kansas City Chiefs defense was poor. Their offense was exceptional. Their defense was poor. And they didn't get to the Super Bowl. And this year, they have a better defense, and they win a Super Bowl championship.
That's interesting because from the 7-0-2, you got the Chiefs' defense last year was ranked 30th, and Mahomes still balled out, but they didn't go anywhere. Like, they had three less playoff wins than they did this year. That's the key, right? Like, there's been multiple seasons where I thought Dak has played exceedingly well, but I didn't care because we didn't get those three extra playoff wins. Like, we've stalled out in the divisional round twice, and I don't care how well Dak played. The whole team, we didn't win. And so I think that even further hammers home how much that the defense has mattered to the Chiefs. From the 8-0-6, he still hasn't proven he can consistently beat good teams. I don't know if that is my... that's not true. That's not my takeaway at all.
He didn't beat good teams this year.
I mean, that's true because this was a bad year across the board. But he has also dominated your division even when your division wasn't trash. So, I don't know if I agree with that. And that was the knock on Kirk Cousins, too. And then he got them to the divisional round. So, that narrative can change really quickly.
Yeah, and with the D Ford trade, they trade D Ford away, and they're able to add, they have Chris Jones, they're able to add Frank Clark. That defense did get better, by the way. Their defense got better. And I know they were in the AFC Championship game. They also couldn't beat the Patriots. In that championship game, they got a better defense this year and they got better. So this goes back to the franchise tag. This goes back to his contract and all those things, because Kevin, you've been trying to say, okay, how do we keep, how do we collect, how do we add, how do we do it all? How do we keep all those names together? Dak Prescott, as good as he is, he hasn't been good enough, and the defense hasn't been good enough either. And so I totally get where Dak's coming from. That's on them to build a roster with whatever money they have left. It's on my guys to get as much money as you possibly can. But Dak is not going to win championships with a weak defense. Dak's not going to win championships with a weak surrounding cast. It's just not going to happen. Not for him. He's not special like Patrick Mahomes. He's a good quarterback. He's good. But Patrick Mahomes is special. He's an elite talent. And there are certain guys that are on a certain level. If Dak Prescott's a top 10 quarterback, I like that. But I also need a top 10 defense. And I need a top 10 defensive effort week in and week out. And I need a top 10 across the board from this team. And Kevin, that's quite honestly, this past season was proof that without it, Dak Prescott can't be a championship caliber quarterback.
And for the 940, look at the Pats' defensive rankings the years they've gone to the Super Bowl. Brady's legacy isn't what it is without a defense. What do you think, what would you say in response to the people that said then, if you need your defense to step up to win, you're not worth it?
I got to figure out who's won championships without a defense that stepped up. I got to figure out who did it without a defense that wasn't there in the moment. And again, if you're saying it's the Pat Mahomes team, that I'm sorry, you're wrong. Their defense shut down Derrick Henry, right? Their defense was able to do what they did against Jimmy Garoppolo and just make him look like what he really is anyway. So as good as their offense is, that's fine. But you have to the Cowboys somehow have to figure out how to do that. And I challenge anybody to go out there and give me a team that didn't have an exceptional effort from their defense while also having strong quarterback play in the last decade.
I think this is the issue of what the Cowboys are going to run into. I also don't like this argument from the 3-4-6. Look at what he was without Amari in 2018. Fine. Look at what he was without Amari in 2016. Like, he was awesome. So I disagree with that.
That's that. What he did in 2016 is one of the reasons that they felt like they could go with the wide receiver by committee look.
Give Dak the weapons that Mahomes has, and he's a Super Bowl champion. Here's the problem that I think you're going to run into from the perspective of the Dallas Cowboys is, do the Chiefs have a singular wide receiver that's better than the Cowboys' best wide receiver? The Cowboys are going to say no. Do the Chiefs have a running back that's better?
Yes.
Really?
I think Zeke is better than Damian Williams.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Oh. Do they have a running back that's better than the Cowboys?
Oh, no.
Exactly. And so I think if you're the Cowboys, you're like, we've given you a top-notch running back. We've given you a top-notch wide receiver. We've given you a top-notch offensive line. Now, there's struggles at tight end, notwithstanding. I think the Cowboys look at this from the perspective. That's where I think this impasse comes from. I really do. Is Dak says, I was second in the league in passing. I did everything I could, and your defense couldn't get the job done. That's why we didn't win. And the Cowboys push back and say, you got the job done because we gave you every conceivable weapon or advantage that you could use, and you couldn't win. I think that's where their impasse
yeah,
is.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And the amount of money doesn't justify for them. It might justify in the grand scheme of the accounting, Kevin. That's different than sure. The accounting numbers that Choppy's always talking about. The accounting is going to be, hey, here's what we have here, and here's what we're making because Dak Prescott brings in cash. Well, Jerry Jones also realizes the Cowboys brand's going to bring in cash. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. We can sell anybody. We're the freaking Cowboys. So I think they got to justify that and not buy into, well, we need this guy to be a sales product for us. They need to look at if they're trying to win games, is this the best way to win? And quite honestly, Kevin, I can't pay the quarterback that much if he can't overcome bad defense. They had bad defense this year, and he couldn't overcome that. But also, I have to invest in the defense somehow. So how am I going to be able to invest in the defense when I'm overpaying the quarterback? Well, I think that's where you're looking at and this is why I'm willing to play hardball. Look, this franchise tag's going down. We're going to have to wait till freaking July to get it all said and done with. I'm so willing to play. You know how I feel about Dak, Kevin. And I want things to never be uncomfortable. I'm the one guy that's just always like, all right, let's make it as comfortable as possible because everybody's going to work hard to do their jobs. Well, every once in a while, you really have to put things down and say, all right, let's make it uncomfortable for everybody. And everybody's going to be uncomfortable during this. I'm very willing to play hardball in this situation because I am trying to maximize my team. I'm definitely trying to make my defense better. I have to make my defense better. Otherwise, I've wasted an entire amount of time for a lot of people.
Somebody texted in, if the Chiefs can find a way to pay Patty, we can find a way to pay Dak, but they haven't, right? And that's the issue that I think we're going to run into is you don't see a whole ton of teams that have excelled once they've paid their quarterbacks.
Look what's
all
about
to
happen
money.
To the Chiefs. As good as Pat Mahomes is, Kevin,
yeah,
they're about to pay him everything he deserves, and he deserves it. But he's got the Super Bowl to say, I was worth it, right? And the whole Chiefs fan base is going to say, it was worth it. But guess what? There are players that are going to be leaving that team, and how are they going to replenish those players that made the difference in this cap era? It's very difficult to do that. You got to be able to find the bargain deals. And Jerry Jones is not spending bargain money. He likes to spend top five money on people. So this thing is the way that it's working out is not good because you're going to have an average quarterback making more money than the entire team deserves. The entire team is going to need a lot more with an average quarterback play unless he can become a next level guy. And in 4 years, he's been just about the same dude every year. Just about the same guy every year.
From the 214, nobody ever asked Romo to take a team-friendly deal. Yes, they did, and he did not. And
it was on him.
Yeah, and they made a run at it in 14, and I really thought they were going to have it. But before that, they really struggled and lingered without that.
And, Kevin, I want to make it very clear. I'm not asking Dak to take a team-friendly deal, okay? As a guy who is at the mercy of corporate environments and I have to deal with whatever contract too, get as much money as you can if somebody's willing to pay you. Go do it. And you know what? Somebody can come in and take your job too, though. And if I'm in the seat of Jerry Jones and Steven, I can't just commit to the quarterback and say I'm going to leave my team stranded because I'm paying this quarterback. I have to think of all the other options and avenues to maybe make that position an advantageous position. And a cheaper quarterback in a draft, is that going to cost us a tank season? Maybe. Or is a franchise tag situation going to work where there's a team out there that's willing to take the quarterback, and maybe this one season I can go with a different quarterback that is a veteran and also get two draft picks that I can add this offseason to add to it. So I think you just have to keep an open mind whenever this comes around. I just don't know how willing the Cowboys are to do that.